Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Your fight to stay in the position underneath the shadow of the Most High is what the devil's trying to push you off of that mark. Oh, you got COVID. God's not healing. The devil is a liar. He's still healing people today. I came to tell you, Jesus is still healing. He's still saving. He's still delivering in spite of everything else that's going on.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's get back into this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is the final message from the You Need to Know series. This is part two from that series, I Will Protect You. Let's go back into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Job said, the thing I feared the most has come upon me. And he lost in chapter number one. You got time? Chapter number one, the Bible says, watch this. I mean, this is what's next. He said, and there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job, said the oxen were plowing and the ass were feeding beside them, and the Sabines fell upon them and took them away. And yea, there were slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and only I alone came to tell thee. In verse 16, and while he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the fire of God's fallen from heaven and has burned up all your sheep. Job. And the servants and consume them, and I alone am come to tell you, thank you. What's next? The next verse. There's not even a verse in between that says Job caught his breath. Am I talking to anybody here in 2020 right now? While he was yet speaking, at that moment, if I was Job, I'd just say, all right, all y'all out the door. I don't want nobody else coming in here. But no more bad news. I got a witness in the house here. While he was yet speaking, verse 17, there came in another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon you. Now, not only your sheep, but your camels. They took away your Ferrari and your... took it all away, burned it all up, and I'm the only one. There's only three guys. And while he was yet speaking in verse 18, another came and said, the sons and daughters were eating, your sons and daughters were eating. And behold, a great wind, a hurricane came from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, fell down on them. I'm the only one escaped to come tell you your sons and daughters are all dead. And Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head, fell down on the ground and worshiped. He said, naked I came into this world, naked I'm leaving out of here. The Lord gave, listen, the Lord gave and the Lord taketh away, but blessed. Are you there? Can you say in the face of one thing after another, blessed be the name of the Lord? Pastor, I'm not there yet. I want to remind you there's still a hedge around you. Wait a minute, Pastor. You just said all this bad news was coming. That's the message. Just because you belong to God does not mean you're not going to get faced with stuff. And in the hour we're in right now, it could come one after another after another. You better have the steadfastness of Job to say, though he slay me. I got 10 people out of here. That's exactly the rapture crowd. You better be able to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. God, I don't know what you're doing. And in recent weeks, I haven't even heard your voice, and I'm still praising you. That's a good thing. Are you with me? There was a hedge all around his life, and God said, I'm going to drop the hedge on everything but his physical body. And it's almost like, Steve, it's almost like Satan went around to see if there was any place that he could get entry into. And when the devil was so frustrated, he said, God, the reason why I can't get to him is because you've got this invisible barrier around his life that I can't get in him from above or beneath or beside. Yeah. Psalm 34 says in verse 7, the angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him. There's a key there. There's a principle. He doesn't camp around about everybody. Only those that fear him. So here's your 3 points. Y'all been waiting to write. The devil said, God, I can't get to him. But the only reason why he's serving you is because he's got all this stuff. He's got camels and sheep, and he's got all of his kids are there, and they got kids and grandkids, and all that kind of stuff's going on. But you let me get to him. You let me get to Greg Neff, and I'll prove to you he's a hypocrite. And God said, you know what? I believe in Greg Neff so much. And I believe he's such a man of God of integrity and eschews evil that I'm going to let the attack come. And watch this. Here's the purpose. Because I'm going to tell you, I stood in this pulpit yesterday and I said, there has to be a purpose for Ramona McCall's death. And if all we do is put some flowers on the ground and take her to the cemetery and nobody's life has changed because she encountered you and you encountered her, then ladies and gentlemen, it is purposeless. I do not believe that's true. I don't believe it's true about her, and I don't believe it's true about you. I believe you are sent by God to this earth, and God has had a hedge of protection around you, and whether you know it or not, the angels of the Lord are encamped around about you. And because you sit in this house this morning and you worship God even when you don't feel like it, I want you to know God said, I got you back. He said, you let that hedge down. What is it that causes God to be so confident? Listen, if God knew it was, God tempts no man with sin. So if God knows that you would fall as a result of it and not call upon him, the hedge would stay. But because he knows that you are walking with him in these 3 ingredients. One, Job lived by principle. The Bible said he was a man of integrity. What is that? What you are when nobody's looking. Are you only a Christian in here? Do you only praise in here? Do you only pray in here? Because here don't count. Anybody can do it here. I get sinner people to do it in here. Come on, I've had folks come to church, didn't know the Lord at all, but when the music started, hey, hey, oh, oh. I had most unorthodox people that I pastored before that they didn't know Ukiah where to even say amen at. One guy sat on the second row when I would preach years ago. He was brand new Christian. He said, park it right there. He didn't even know how to lift his hands right or nothing. God, give us a whole group of people that are coming in from outside of this place to give their life to the Lord, who is not tainted by religion, but are hungry for a move of God. Job had integrity. That's what caused God, one thing that caused God to say to you, Satan, go ahead and hit him with your best shot. Secondly, come on, Pooh. Secondly, the Bible says that he made, look at the first thing he did when he got all the news, first thing he did is he got up, rent his garments, which was a sign of humility and sorrow, shaved his head. Back in that day, bald wasn't cool. That mean you were mourning. That would mean you were mourning. All of you that are bald-headed in here, you're just in mourning, or some of us are in the process of mourning. Oh. See, there's some folks that it just looks good on. Yeah. Mine looks like some kind of egg that was malfunctioned. First thing he did, he got himself in a humble position. Most folks would stand up with pride. Let's fight. Wait a minute. You just lost your daughters, all of your crop, all of your finances. You lost your business and everything else is gone. And all you got now is you and that hateful wife. Lord, if you were going to take anybody, leave my sons and daughters, but she's hanging around just to nag the snot out of me. God said, I left her around because I got a purpose for her. You know, you never learn real godly principles in the good times. You only learn them in the bad times. And you most of the time only learn them when somebody pokes you in the wrong place. You know what I'm talking about? Some of you should call up your ex and say, thank you for dropping me. I have moved on to a better life, and it's good, and it's all good. Stop driving by their house to see what new car is parked up in there that you're paying for. Just a thought. Wear that loosely. He lived by principle, and the first thing he did was get on his face and worship God. Are you kidding me? He got up and went to church. He not only went to church, but he made his prayer, which in the Bible is a hedge. He opened up the word and began to talk to God, which is a hedge. He started worshiping unto God, which is a hedge. These are the three hedges found in the Bible. A stone wall, a thorny wall, and a fiery wall. Stone wall represents Jesus Christ. Thorny wall representing the angels of heaven around. And that worship, the wall of the Holy Spirit. He was a man of integrity, built a wall. He was a man who worshiped, built a wall. And the third thing, he eschewed evil, the Bible said. He shunned evil. He was a man who gave no place to the devil. Are you hearing me? Hear what I'm telling you. I looked this morning and only got about 2 minutes in before YouTube decided, I don't want you to see Franklin Graham and all this prayer thing going on, and it kicked me off. I tried to reboot the thing and it kicked me off again. I tried again and it kicked me off again, because the devil is the principalities of the air, and he's doing everything he can to interrupt that. Because if those prayers, oh, let me tell you something, it didn't make any difference whether it got on YouTube, Facebook, or any other social media. From the platform right in front of the Lincoln Memorial, it went straight into the throne room of God. And if our God, who is true to his word, will send the fire, revival is about to break out in America, if we believe it. Come on, somebody.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.